Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big, I'm B Vines. I'm back with a special guest. This might be the first guest that got a platinum plaque. I don't want to diss nobody on the bus, but
it's all love.
It's all love, man. We welcome C-Ted to the set, man.
How you doing, broski?
I can't complain, man. I'm living great. How you been doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Just chilling.
Uh-huh. So this is the Big and Lazy Podcast, man. So give us something good to eat and give us something good to watch.
Something good to eat, something good to watch?
Uh-huh.
Something good to eat is a pineapple cake. I love pineapple cake.
Okay, pineapple cake, that's different.
That's something good to eat. Mm-hmm. And something good to watch? YouTube. Yeah. I watch YouTube all day. YouTube over Tubi. YouTube.
Yeah, man. I didn't turn into a YouTube guy,
YouTube,
man.
Like, too.
Yeah, I watch a lot of podcasts. Yes. I like game film, man. I'm getting sharpening my skills, man.
I be watching. I'm like a biography guy. I like to watch old biographies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I like watching stuff like little sharks, you know what I'm saying? Shark attacks and stuff like that on there.
Yeah.
Then I watch, like you, the podcasts, and I watch all the little street stuff going on in different parts of the world. I watch it on there.
Me too. Yeah. Did you ever watch the one with Omar from The Wire?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was dope.
I love that right there. Mm-hmm. Granny's Boots.
R.I.P. Michael Carter Williams.
R.I.P., man.
And if you wanted to see anybody on the podcast, who would it be? Like, who would you want to see on here?
From Louisville?
Anywhere, like, but you got to be able to make that call and text, like, hey, you should go fuck with them at the Big and Lazy set.
My brother, man, Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow,
man. Come on there.
Man, shout out to Jack Harlow,
Shout out to Jack Harlow. Come on there, buddy.
He just dropped a nice track on the Instagram, man. He said I don't know what festival he was talking about. He said he lost a couple million on a festival. I wonder if he was talking about the one he threw it in Louisville. I don't.
Probably was.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's betting on them parlays and everything down there.
Yeah.
I ain't bet. I lose all my money. I lost my money on the boat the other night.
Ah, man.
I'm broke like Kevin Warren's leg.
Damn, I'm not Kevin Warren. So explain that. Now that you brought it up, Jack Harlow, like, how did that come about? Like, you know, I remember y'all got a song together.
Yeah.
And I referenced that earlier to the Platinum Plaque. How did that come about?
I was protesting for Breonna Taylor. You know what I'm saying?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to Breonna Taylor. And after we had protested, I had got a phone call from Jack Harlow. He called me. He's like, what you doing? I'm like, man, nothing. I'm chilling right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just posting right now. He's like, do you want to, you know what I'm saying? You want to hop on this song? I said, for real? He said, yeah, I got a song. You want to hop on this song? I'm like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to give you these plane tickets. I'm going to fly you out. Get ready.
How was that experience, man? How was that?
Listen to me. That experience was crazy. You hear me? Because I ain't never did nothing like that. Like, I'm always dancing, turning up, hosting parties, being a hype man. I never did I did the Bow song back in, 2015, 14. But, other than that, I ain't never did a song with somebody like that, with that much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's notoriety. Yeah,
That much notoriety. So that was beautiful, because that was so beautiful. One of my biggest, you know what I'm saying, one of my biggest achievements in a long time right there. It was one of my biggest goals right there. I did that.
Yeah, I bet that'd be anybody. That's dope as hell.
And it went platinum.
Yeah. So how was this when you got that platinum flag? Like how was you like how was your like you know what I mean? Because I remember like MTV Cribs back in the day, like niggas getting platinum flags.
Yeah.
You know, that was just a, you know, something. So how would you like
it was overwhelming, like, yeah, I think. Me being from the West End, me coming from North from 39th to Market, like that was a dream. That's a dream come true right there. Like, that's something that, you know, never thought it would happen. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of was overwhelming. Like, it caught me by a storm. I was like, damn, I'm platinum.
Yeah. That's dope, man.
Yeah. I'm platinum. But it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man. I bet it was. So I remember you said you had a song back in 2015.
Yeah.
And describe that process. Like, what would you like? How did that come about?
The Bow?
Yeah.
So, if you know, I used to be in Coles. Shout out to Coles. Long live Mr. Coles.
Yeah.
I used to be in Coles going, bah, 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 bah. I used to, like, turn up in the club. Like, that's why I used to turn up all the time. Uh-huh. And everybody knew me from that. They like, Bow. But I started saying Bow when I was, like, 15 and 16. I used to say Bow. Like when I hit, bow. Mm-hmm. Anything I do, bow. And when I was at the Algonquin pool, I dump people in the water, bow, bow. It used to be like a, it was just like a, you know.
Yeah, a phrase.
Yeah, a phrase. Uh-huh. And then I say, you know what? But this make us a song.
Right.
Make us a song. I never been a rapper for real. I used to beat on my chest and rap back in the days, but I never took it serious. Like I used to, I was a dancer. You know what I'm saying? I was always hyped, but I never. You know, we're going to make this bow, and let's go ahead and make this happen. And I went in the studio, did the beat. Diesel did the beat, dropped it, and it went crazy. It went crazy.
That's what's up, man.
Bow went so crazy where I got signed to a record label.
Oh, really?
Others Records out in Greensboro, North Carolina. Shout out to Wiley Coyote. I love you, Brody.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I met Coles on my birthday.
Yeah.
And when I met Coles on my birthday.
Did you bring me a Gatorade?
T-Gunner called me.
Yeah.
Yep, T-Gunner had called me. He was like, He's like, hey, man. He's like, man, they want to sign you to a record label. I said, for real? They said, yeah, they want to sign you to a record label out in North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. Man, let's go. Went off from her, signed the contract, 360 deal. There you have it.
So you signed the 360, was it like a, okay.
360 deal, basically I sold the song.
Okay.
Basically, I sold the song. Yep. But like I got paid off of it at the time. I needed money. You know,
right.
Money on. So I got the money off of it. Sold it. Boom. But I still own like rights. But I just sold it to him. You know what I'm saying? Cause cool. I didn't Bow. I gonna never sell Bow.
Uh-huh.
I never sell Bow. That Bow is me. Yep.
Right.
Bow is me. So I never sell Bow.
Was it like did the numbers add up? Like was it?
I ain't gonna lie, it was like about a couple thousand.
Yeah.
It was cool, it was cute for the moment because I needed the time, but it wasn't nothing, you know, so I still need more chicken.
Right.
I thought I could have got more, you know what I'm saying? But I, you know, the time I needed it, I was messed up, I was going through it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I was dirty bomb sneaker butt, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I needed the money at the time. You know, sometimes I tell people when you do sign up contracts and you do it, have a manager or somebody over watching if it's really what you want to do. But I would rather you stay independent if you're going to that field.
Uh-huh.
If you don't got no homework or no research on the contract, don't do it. Because if, like me, I needed it. I was really out here homeless. I didn't know where to go. Like, it's real talk. The streets, the city, no. So I needed that money.
Right.
But if you don't really need it and you just trying to do it because you want to, you know, better your family life, or you just trying to, you know, make sure you do your research, have a manager, and do the contract, and have somebody go look over the contract. Don't go on there just you doing it. Have a manager.
So at 360, did you ever get a chance to buy it back? Do you ever get a chance to, like?
Nah, I didn't want it back.
Uh-huh.
It was so much that came with that song.
Woo! What do you mean?
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Shit,
about it. I ain't good shit. So, listen. All right, we dropped the Bow song. Dude got mad about it. You know what I'm saying? Dude was like, He made the beat, you know what I'm saying? Diesel.
Uh-huh.
He made the beat. And he was like, well, I own it. I own the Bow song. I own it. So when Others Records, which is why the car, when they came in, we had to pay everybody. The producers, engineers, whoever, ghostwriting, whoever was over the Bow, we had to pay them. Mm-hmm. That's law. So when I called him, he was like, man, just give me a couple thousand. off the song.
Yeah.
So I said,
it's
cool.
Diesel.
Yeah. He's like, give me a couple thousand. I said, cool. So Wyatt Collie's like, we got him.
Uh-huh.
So everything that you're saying should be done. That shouldn't be nothing to talk about. Right. You got your chicken. You got your cheese. There ain't nothing to, why are you mad? So he was like, well, you know, I feel like I deserve more. And it was so much to where I was like, you know what? I'm done. Here, I sell it to y'all. Get this rough air, get me off my back.
Right, get the monkey off my back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Life goes on. That part of my life right there is done.
Because I seen a couple people when the Jack Harlow sing song came out.
Mm-hmm.
They was talking about. So I don't know, maybe it was some Facebook shit. Nah, but did you get a lawsuit?
I can talk to you about it.
Okay,
we can say names now. I'm one of them type of guys. We can talk about it. So when the song came out, what they were saying with Diesel and Jody, which, you know what I'm saying, it's my dog Jody, but he was with it with Diesel.
Yeah.
They were saying that the bow.
Yeah.
They saying, when me drop, that's bow. How's that? When it's two wholly different songs, the song's called.
Yeah.
And I'm a feature on the song.
Yeah.
And it's not called bow, and it's not, y'all can't do nothing because the bow is already gone.
Uh-huh.
You can't sue the, you can't say bow. Bow's me. Right. Look at that right. Bow is me.
Uh-huh.
So you can't say I took some. It's me. I'm Bow as a person.
Yeah.
Bow's not just like me. Bow. I do Bow. Bow is still me. So you can't say that, oh, you made Bow. Now, you can say you got part of the Bow song because you did the beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't say, well, we're going to sue him because of the title, the brand.
Right.
The brand is me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody trying to say, I'm going to sue Big and Lazy Podcast. Big and Lazy, it's me.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
I'm the, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So what happened was, he couldn't sue. You can't sue because it's not the same. It's not like we saying like Bow, but if I did do it, you can't do nothing.
Right, you don't own it.
And then I say it again.
Yeah, you don't own it, so you can't.
So they was going on Facebook at the time when it was hot. It just dropped. They was on her doing all that. But yeah. Guess what I learned in life?
What's that?
You gotta ignore that.
Yeah, you gotta. I learned that a little late in life too. When people,
it's part of it. What they say, bad publicity, good publicity.
Uh-huh.
It's all publicity.
And a lot of times, if you don't give fire no air, no, uh-oh, if you don't, it dies down. If you don't give it no attention, a lot of that shit dies. Facebook stuff, a lot of shit dies down.
Message.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna keep going. I wish them guys the best. I'm not a hater. It's just what I learned in life. And we're gonna talk about it because I know we're gonna. I can bring up another situation to that's doing to all the young people that's watching this. When you do the industry and you trying to get into this industry, you looking at somebody, me, C-Tez, Montez Jones, I've been in the industry and it's not what y'all think it is. The industry is not what you think it is. I'm going to say it again. Now, somebody might need to hear this. It might be somebody up and coming artist, up and coming model, up and coming singer, up and coming rapper, whatever your gender, whatever you want to do. Always remember, it's business, nothing personal. I mean it. I'm looking your face. It's business, nothing personal.
I just did an interview.
That's facts.
And that was one of the things, like, man, you got to separate business and personal. Like, you got to keep them emotional.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to keep it real with you. I want to say, I can say it because everything I say is facts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not throwing salt on nobody because it's ain't popcorn. It's a couple people that I done did business with in the industry.
That's dark, yeah.
Okay.
It's
a couple people that I did business with in the industry. I'm not mad at them because people are grown and I'm grown. So you can do your own, make your own decisions.
Yeah.
I'm not a kid, so you not got to worry about what I'm doing. Check on me. You don't got to, because at the end of the day, we still got lives. People got families. We got families to feed. I understand that. But don't sell me a dream. Don't tell me something and then renege and go back on something. Because I'm a guy, I stand on principles and morals. I stand on principles and morals, and I hold you accountable for your actions. And I don't do that social media, get on there, do all that typing and hating on. I don't do all that. Mm-hmm. I see you out and I see you out. We could talk about this respectfully as men. But don't sell nobody no dreams, because I'm going to tell you what happens. When you sell people dreams, people really sit and wonder and wait on that dream. They wait on that.
Right.
They hold you accountable to it. I'm one of them guys. So I got done dirty in some of these situations I've been in, for real. But it's a learning process. You live and you learn. And I learned through the industry that it's not real.
Were these local situations? Was these local guys?
Man, this is local. This is big guys. No Diddy. This is some, man. This is some, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is real.
Like, what do you mean by being, you ain't got to go into details if you don't want to. But, like, what do you mean by dead dirty? Like, what, you know, you ain't got to mention no names and no certain situations. But, like, when you say you got dead dirty, like, what are you insisting? Like, you know, they...
Yeah, so basically, I'm going to keep it real to you, family.
Mm-hmm.
We could get into it. I want y'all to listen to me, man. And everything I say is the truth. On my cousin. Y'all see my cousin right there, man. Y'all see him right there.
Mm-hmm.
On my cousin, I had a situation. And I'm not talking from a bitter heart, because I love what I do. I love hosting parties and turning up with me and DJ Lil Jerry and the Splash Bros and my team. I love it. Don't get it wrong. I love doing what I love to do. Some people go to work and they hate going to work. I go to work and I love it. I love doing those splits. I love turning up. I love making people smile, put smiles on people's face. I love the energy that I bring. But I did a job with somebody. And when I did the job with this particular person, this is somebody that everybody in the world knows.
Big and Lazy exclusive.
Yeah, I want y'all to, yeah. This is somebody that the world know.
Mm-hmm.
So we did this job together, right? This is real serious. So when we did the job, this particular person said this to me. Hey, I'm going to put you on a big, big platform to where the world going to know you. Listen to me. Y'all follow me now, like Instagram. I want y'all to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask. I didn't have my hand out. I didn't beg. I didn't, when I met up with this person, say, I want to do that when you do that on that big show. This was part of the package deal that was said when I first introduced with this person.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on this platform when I perform at this big show. I'm going to put you on with me. I promise you. Y'all heard the word he said to me. I promise you, I'm gonna put you on this big show. That was in December. The show came the next December. All right, yeah. December, January. So y'all should get a hint. So I'm calling out my family and my friends and my DJ Lil Jerry. I'm calling out my peoples, promoters, everybody who, you know, I done did business with. Hey, y'all, this is the biggest part of my life. This is very be the moment. I've been waiting on this. Is critical, very critical. I need y'all support. Come through for me. I'm about to be on the big platform, big show.
Mm-hmm.
Comes around. I goes to the venue. Now imagine, in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm Gucci, like I'm straight, like I'm VIP. I'm about to be on that stage. I only got to wait at the window, at the door. I said, who are you? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You need to go over there with them. We don't got you on the list as a VIP. You don't got a pass, a little chain with the VSS. I didn't get mad. I didn't get bitter. I didn't go run to the internet. I didn't do all that. I called the person. I called them. Hey, am I? And that's when I knew. I promise you, I'm my cousin. I just lost him day before Thanksgiving. Rest in peace, Tweez. I miss you and I love you. Right. I promise you, it's one of the most hurtful conversations I ever got sitting at that door with all my family and friends around me. And the person just kind of blew me off.
Damn.
If I'm lying, I can't make this up. It ain't Maybelline. Mm-hmm. Everything I'm saying is facts.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't make this up. This is real life situation. I'm real with this. I went to the door. My hopes and dreams, everything. I'm about to go on this stage. I'm about to show out. It was over 20,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just, if I'm lying, come on now. And I'm sorry, I can't do nothing. I don't. That's what the person said to me. Well, and then I gets out of my hands, and it was a change of plans.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flir. Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
That he didn't let you know of the change of plans? He didn't, you know, like...
This is how I look at it, family. I'm going to keep it real with you. This is how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
When I... See, now it's starting to come out. Forget it. I'm going to go ahead and keep it 100. This is how I look at it. I guess when I got that phone call, and the people that called me, the team or whoever called me, they were so excited when I did that, when I hopped on her, on the song, that they just, you know, sometimes you're excited, you know, you get so excited, mm-hmm. and you just get on some, we're going to do this, I'm going to do this, Brody, I got you. Whenever you need me, you call me. You know, some people just be talking. I just sell, you know how some people do, like,
yeah.
you meet somebody and they do something for you, man, you call me for anything, I got you.
Yeah.
Because they're excited to see you in real person, and they just be just throwing stuff out there, but it ain't real. They just be talking. They just talking. But me, when you come to me like that, mm-hmm. I stands on that.
Right.
See, I'm an old school person. When you tell me something.
Word is bond.
Word is bond. Thank you. So I'm learning. So when it happened, it's how it happened. So. I was so devastated. I was so hurt. Like, it's one of the worstest pains besides losing my family, my cousin, and losing my family, the close to me. It's one of the worstest pains because I really trusted this person. I really gave, I thought we was cool. Like, but so I end up still paying. So I had to listen to me. It's right. It's the story ain't over. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting at the door. I'm like, you know what? It's y'all, I'm going to show how real I am, y'all. Because I want my audience, everybody on your audience, to see how real I am. Reach in my pocket. How much is it? 65 to get in. So my people are looking at me like, hey, y'all just go ahead. Pay. Come on. We're going to go ahead and still support. We're going to support.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to support. Don't go to social media. My man, I'm like, I'm not going to go to social media and make no post because it's going to go crazy if I do this. I'm going to go in here because I'm a man. I stand on principle more. I don't do that Facebook, social media, back and forth. Do all that. I'm at your face with it. I want to talk to you in person. I'm going to do all that, sneak this and all. So I goes in there. I'm thinking, okay, maybe if I go in the venue and support, cool. So I'm going to tell you what I did. I had to walk all the way from the top.
Yeah.
To the bottom of the stage,
yeah,
and had to sneak through the back to get to where I supposed to. Listen to me, you hear me? Are you catching me?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go back. I paid to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Walked up. So you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You should know the venue I'm at. It's a whole lot of. It's big. No diddy.
Yeah.
Walked all the way down. Had to go through the gate. Security's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the C-Tez, cuz, y'all know, oh, they know me. Man, that's cuz. But he got a song. They know from the, they know cuz they done seen me and dude, you know, they know.
Yeah.
He's good. But they didn't know that his team was on some, don't let him back her.
What?
That's how I'm being, it's just, if I'm, I can't yeah. make this up. And that man, they thinking, since everything. We got this together, and they see it on YouTube that, and that's why I say looks can be deceiving. Y'all looking at everything like it's pieces of cream on the outside, but on the inside it's a lot of, I don't know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Now, mind you, it's my first time in this industry. I don't know how this works, and that's why I'm breaking it down, because I want people to listen to this, y'all. People thinking that. So people be telling me, like, won't you call dude? Could you call? I can't call dude. I really can't, and they think I'm lying. People think, oh, he's being fake. He don't want... And I'm not trying to make like I'm throwing salt. I'm not. We not. It was just business.
Right.
So now y'all get. I'm going back to it again. It was in my mind. I'm thinking it was a friendship. It was a bond.
Yeah.
But in their eyes, the team, because they ain't just one person. It's a team. And the team's eye. Y'all catching me? Y'all feeling me? The team's eye. Yeah. You can't just point at the guy. It's the team. They looking at it like, nah, it's just business. That's just an alternative motive. That was just a motive. That was just a, we probably doing it just for, you know, he's a real, you know, he's from the streets. He's, a, you know, he lock in with him one time and boom. Sweep right. Under, like a broom to dust. Sweep that up. We see him out, you give him the peace sign. Hey. But other than that, don't call. Don't. Just, it's love.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Jones, it's love on our end. Don't think it's hate. We just don't. Don't think we're going to take you in and come to all the events. You're not coming to the basketball games with us. You're not coming to the soccer games with us. You're not going out of town with us. You're not going to these shows and getting free with us. You're not doing. And that's cool. Should have told me from the start.
Right.
I'm the type of guy. Don't hold me. Because I really start loving you. I really embrace you. Don't sell me a dream. Don't tell me you're going to have me perform on this big platform and I get there, I got to pay to get in and sneak to the back. And then.
So did you perform at night?
He comes out. Now, mind you, family, friends, supporters, everybody's here. I'm deep. I'm deep.
Mm-hmm.
They hearing him. God, you ain't. Now, remember, y'all, I don't hate on nobody. I don't throw salt. Guess what I'm hitting them with? Man, you know, shit, you know. Hey, it's just, you know, it was out of his hands, you know. It's out of people's hands. I'm still not throwing hate on you because I'm not that type of guy. That's why people rock with me.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much things I could say, but I keep it to myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to look at it like, well, you can't get mad. She said he did give you opportunity and he did do that. And that's true. I love the opportunity that I done got with these, you know what I'm saying, with these big people. No Diddy. I love the opportunities that I done got. I done did a lot of shows with a lot of, you know, A1s, you know, listers and celebrities. But this particular person, it was more like I felt used. Even though I got what I got out the situation, I felt like I felt played. Because you told me this at the studio that you was going to be on this big platform with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you had me call all my peoples. Well, you could have told me ahead of time and I could have had the situation resorted right. Ahead of time, not the day of. That's kind of, it was sketchy to me. I guess you just, like, and I go back to what I said, you was just talking, just to hyping me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you could have just been like, man, my bad, Ted. I ain't gonna lie. I was just in the moment.
Right.
Caught up in the moment. I just said that knowing you weren't gonna be on that. I would have respected it.
Right.
So that's how that situation was. So that's why I go back to say, this industry, don't think that people are your friends. People mm-hmm. will prey on your downfall and they will sell you a dream. But don't throw salt. Don't go to the media throwing hate on them. You just sit back and just keep doing it, perfecting your craft. Because at the end of the day, I'm grown. And
it all work out.
It all work
dream
out.
Dream rises to the top.
There you go.
So to change subjects a little bit.
Okay, that's cool.
C-Tez, like, how'd you get the name C-Tez? Like, you know, where does it come from? Where, what does the C stand? A lot of people be asking, like, what's the C stand?
They do. A lot of people ask uh-huh. that. But, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was a crip. You know what I'm saying? Market Street. Now, it's my sweat rag now, though, but, like.
Yeah, it's past life.
Yeah,
it's all
past life. Yeah, it's all past.
This
yeah.
is all. We straight and narrow yeah, gentlemen's on this couch. We just yeah. we speaking in the past, and
yeah.
and we not speaking to promote it. We speak it to turn to you for me. So.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And I'm a Detroit fan, so that's why I got on blue.
Uh-huh.
But, like, yeah, I used to crip real hard. I'm saying I'm from 39th to Market, MSGC, Market Street. Got mm-hmm. some crips, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie to you, you know what I'm saying? It's all on. People, everybody know. And, like, you know what I'm saying? I grew up right there in front of the Indies, man. Right there across the street, man. KFC, man. Right there. Went to Shawnee, graduated 2003. That whole area. I've been there all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I seen so much down there, you know what I'm saying? And me coming from that area, that's all I was around was nothing but blue bandanas and blue. And, you know what I'm saying? That's all I knew. You know what I'm saying? That's all I seen. You grow accustomed to what you see in life.
Yeah.
When you as a child growing up and you see nothing but blue, like an ocean, blueberry muffins, you seen up a blue, you're going to kind of grow into like, man, that's, you know, even if you're a good kid and you going to school, getting that education and you doing all the good things in that area that's around you, it's kind of hard. So I tell all the youth, don't let your area dictate what you are as a man or as a female. Don't be like how I was. Don't be like how I was.
Don't be a victim of your circumstances.
Exactly. Of your circumstances and your surroundings.
Yeah.
Because it can be like that. Echo from any hood. If it's a red hood or if it's a blue hood, if you live in wherever, don't let that make you who you are. Be you. Go to school. Stay focused. Don't be like me rocking them blue bandanas back in the day that are crippling. And I was really, and I was going through real stuff.
Yeah.
I almost got killed. Like, this is real talk. Been stabbed up all in my arms, all in my back, stabbed in my face. This is real life situations. I almost got killed at Boone's Park. Yeah, talk to me.
I remember you said you almost got you stabbed up. Was this like different occasions? Like, would you stab all, you know?
Different occasions?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, some of my baby mama. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I'm honest.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get up here and fubricate and duplicate everything I say is facts. My baby mama stabbed me up. If you know, you know. The streets know. So like, yeah, she stabbed me up. I've been stabbed over 12 times.
Ah, damn, man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I appreciate.
So, what was the pivotal? Like, what was it like? You said you grew up cripping and gang banging. Like, what was the when you turned your life? What was like the
2000. 14, Dr. Reverend Cosby.
Shout out to the doc, man.
Shout out to the doc, man. St. Stephen's Baptist Church, Simmons College. I was, so at that time, 2014, 13 was like one of my worst years. I was kind of homeless. I ain't gonna lie to you. Everything I said is facts. I was homeless. The streets know, the people know. I had nowhere to go, man. Pull the post, man. Sleep on the floors. I'll never forget it. Shout out to Miss Mary Duke for letting me sleep on the floor. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Charlotte over on 21st, 117, and 21st in Maine by Speedway in Portland, Boone's Park. Thank you, Auntie. I'll never forget what you did for me. You took me and let me sleep with that pillow. Shout out to my mom, Mom Deuce. She let me sleep over on her floor. I love you, Mama. I'm always going to love my mama. She was a blessing to me. It's what I learned. As a child, I was reckless. I was wild. My mouth was bad. I was always in BD, behavior disability classes, from 12 on up to Shawnee, 2003 when I graduated from Shawnee. So I always had behavioral problems. I ain't going to lie. I'm a little throwed off. People know. But I disrespected some people that you never disrespected as a child. But as a child, you going off to, because I had a lot going on in the streets. I had a lot going on with my brothers. You know, that my brothers, you know what I'm saying? We was in the streets and we had a lot going on. There was a lot going on. So I just had to take my anger out. I took my anger out on my mother. I never put my hands on her, but I had to talk back to her.
Yeah.
You can't tell me nothing, whatever. F you, whatever. I'm young. I'm only 15, 16, y'all. I'm a teenager. But when I got put out, it woke me up.
Yeah.
Once I start going to real life situations in the streets of being pillar to post and seeing how it is when you disrespect your parents, I start seeing like, ooh, maybe I need to stop what I'm doing and correct me and get good my actions. Because you're responsible for your own actions. And for every action, there's an equal opposite reaction to what you do. And you should never, ever disrespect your parents. Because karma will come around on you. It might not be then, it might not be then, but it's going to come. And when karma comes, she comes. And I got my karma. After I disrespect my mama, I got put out. I got put out at 16. So I was on the streets from 16 to my late, 30s. I had got cool with my dog, man. Shout out to my brother, man. May he rest in peace, White Chocolate. Mm-hmm. He took me in. He used to be on Mark. He stayed on 40th in the hood. So I was still in the hood. I never left. Mm-hmm. So he took me in. Like, man, I don't want to see you. You know what I'm saying? You out here on the streets, man. Come on in, man. And they was white. They showed me love. No saying, no discrimination. They was white.
Yeah.
Took me in. Here, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I'm on the floor. You got to think, at that time, that was a blessing.
Right.
That's why I'm grateful. That was a blessing because it was cold. At one year, it was like below zero. So they took me in. And so, rest in peace, White Chocolate. He ended up passing away. I love you. May God bless your soul, spirit. He ended up passing away. So I'm back on the journey. Mm-hmm. I'm back out on the streets. So I ran into a dude from the hood, Mark Berry. He was like, cuz, come on my crib. So one day I was over his crib, I was sitting on the couch, never forget it. He's like, man, we're going to go to the club, man. You're not ready to just be pressed out and stressed out. Cause I was going through it, y'all. I was losing my mind. I was ready to crash out. He's like, man, I can't let you crash out, Ted. I can't. I know you're stressing. You just lost your homie. You're going through it. You ain't got nowhere to go. We're going to Coles. Mm-hmm. I said, ah. You know, because his legs still move. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what I say. These babies going to go. So I'm like, cool. I still could dance and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't think about money. So at that time, I wasn't thinking about money. I'm thinking about, I need to get somewhere to lay my head. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about the financial. I'm thinking about the shelters and to sleep at night. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really that, for real. I got a testimony. So we went to Kohl's one night. It was around January. It was a guy in a suit. I'll never forget. He kept staring at me. Now, you know, somebody staring at you like me, I'm taking it like, what's this, beef? You know what I'm saying? And at that time, I was hungry. Like, I was hungry. Uh-huh. I'm stressing. I'm homeless. I'm pillar to post. We can get it going on me. So he's like, nah, he's like, nah, it ain't that. Cause I thought mugging, like, man, what's up? You know what I'm saying? He's like, nah, it ain't that. It ain't that. Young, it ain't that. Come on, let me know. So I go over to the bar. I'm like, okay, I put my guards down. Boom, I go over. He's like, man, you want to make some money?
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about it. Ain't nobody came to me like this.
Right.
At this time, I'm 24.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody coming back no money.
Right.
I don't know what a job is. I don't know what a job. What's a job?
Mm-hmm.
I'm being honest with y'all. So the young, don't y'all watch this to the youth. Watch this. So he's like, I got a tax serving job. It's a tax service right there on 26th and Broadway. He said, the way you dance to her, the way you move, you'll be a perfect candidate for my tax sign. You'll be flipping the sign. Now I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, flipping the sign, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, because I still was on that gangster type mentality. I'm like, man. And this is ready to get deep, though.
Yeah.
So I said, now, when he told me this, imagine, he said, I'll pay you $80 a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, $8 a day. So then he's like, and I'll pay you, if you give me 10 people in a day, I'll give you $150. I'll start doubling it.
Yeah.
Imagine, I have my social media. So my social media, I always been known in the streets. Yeah. I always just from the streets. So I always been known. That's another thing y'all don't know. People don't know. I always been known before the dancing.
Yeah.
So that night, I made my mind up. I want y'all to listen to me, to the kids. I want y'all watching this. It's up and coming artists. I made my mind up. Ted, if you flip his sign, you got to drop that game, man. You got to drop that gangster persona because now you're going to be like a mascot.
Yeah.
That night, Ted, you got to put that bandana up. You got to, here, put that up. Here, put that back. Here. Now, you got to be for the people.
Yeah.
Because now you're a people's person. All that putting your guards up and being on some gangster stuff, it's out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Before Reverend Cosby pulled up on Martin Luther King's Day, I already see, I don't get y'all, don't know that. I already was looking forth to God.
Right.
At that night, because I knew if I get this job, all that. Because then I got to show love to everybody. I'm accessible.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a job working on 26 and Broadway, flipping a sign, on Broadway, where the whole city be on that strip.
One of the biggest sections in the year.
In fact,
yeah.
The biggest. You got to be, you got to kind of like, you're a people's person now. And I made it up. I said, you know what? I got tired of sitting on that couch, man. I had back problems and stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, his couch is cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a different
thing.
You know, it's comfortable. But, like, you know, you get tired of sitting on the couch every day. You get tired of, and no disrespect to cuz. I love cuz. No disrespect to you, cuz. I got to want good for myself. And that's why I tell people, when you live somebody, sometimes you got to want it for yourself. Even somebody want good for you, you got to want it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make my man. It's like a person that's on drugs. They got a drug addiction. You could tell that person, man, stop doing that, bro. Stop doing that. But it's up to them to make the decision to want to stop doing the drugs. It's on them to want to better their life. It's on them to want to make so they can live a prosperous, full life. You could tell somebody the whole world, and they'll go out one out the other. But one day,
they got to be ready.
They got to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, I told him right there, I said, you know what? I'm ready. When I start, I'm ready to flip that sign like a pizza. He said, tomorrow. I said, what I need to wear? I'm thinking, I'm looking at it like it's like a, you know, suit and tie,
yeah.
Like, collar, shirt, polo. I'm like, what I need to wear? What you got on? Be you. I said, what? I can be me.
Uh-huh.
So think how this is going to, see, I'm going to get y'all, see, it's like going full circle. I know, I'm going to get through his story. It's like going full circle.
Get out of time in the world, man.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, be you. Come as you. You come to Blue Shoe Strange, come as you. I made it on my mind right there. I said, you know what? I'm going to be committed to this person. I can go to work, wear what I want to wear to work, get paid $80 a day, and extras if I bring people in there to get their taxes. And I could come as I am. And I can leave when I want.
Mm-hmm.
And still get a bag. So I went out there the next day, y'all. This is no lie. I went live on my Facebook. 20,000. 20,000 views in one day.
No shit.
I can't make this up. This ain't Maybelline.
Damn. Uh-huh. So did you hit that quota? Like, did 18 people come in? Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you how big you got, no Diddy. I'm going to tell you. So look, 20,000. First, 20,000K on my live. The next day, 40 people came. It got so bad to where the police had to make people pull off. Because they would pull over and stop Broadway, like stop traffic on the, you know, at the store right there, Shorty's right there.
Yeah.
And then right there with Double Deuces did all through her. The torque stops right there. Well, I was dancing, it's a torque stop.
Uh-huh.
People was blocking the torque stop.
Yeah.
And that's how fat it was.
Damn.
A week, it was drawing traction so quick, it was overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
The love was so, like, and this is like, now you're just my crip homie. This is homies from over on Diamond, Power Rules, from that part of the hood, that part of town. They show me love.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of the, you know, I might wear my blue, I still show love. I don't disrespect people. I don't diss people. I don't be on no, man, fuck where you from. I show love because I know when you put that up and you put that street sign up or that flag up, you're still a man. You're still a woman. You're still a queen. I look at that. You know what I'm saying? You can do all that social media hating and throwing subliminals and all that. But when I see you, how I'm looking at you right now,
yeah,
that's why I judge you off when I meet you.
Right.
Okay.
Your character.
The character.
Uh-huh.
So a week after that, it's so fat through her. He's like, hey, man. He's like, man, he said, you got me here leaving at 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You breaking.
Everybody coming getting their taxes done. Yeah.
Martin Luther King's Day.
Okay. Talk about that.
I see a Jaguar come through. I'm out there getting it. Never forget it. Foul. He pulls over. Shorty. He pulls over at Shorty's cross street. He pulls over. Not the one right here, the one on that side.
Yeah.
There's two up. He pulls over the one right there where everybody go to. He pulls over. Imagine, I don't know who this man is. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Walks, so he got his glasses on. You know, he got that stud and stuff. He's walking up on me, you know. He said, your name's C. Tez? I mean, everybody won't know who I am. You know, I'm getting kind of nervous. You know what I'm saying? He got a suit tie on with the Stacey Adams. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm Reverend Cosby over at St. Stephen's. And I've been watching you. He said, I was on my way out to my parents' gravesite. Mm-hmm. And this is the way we go. We go through 26 and Broadway to go to my parents' gravesite. He said, I like what you do. He said, next week, be ready for your blessing. Nice meeting you. Have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember I said, it's all the way back to the first beginning of the conversation.
Yeah.
What I say, I hold what? I hold you what? Accountable.
Mm-hmm. When man people, of your word, yeah.
You got to, I'm one of y'all, so when y'all watch it, I want y'all to know, don't sell me a dream. I don't like that. Be a man of your word. Stand on it. Stand on your 10 toes. Stand on morals and principles. Stand on that. Because I stand on mine. You stand on yours. Next week, Fox 41 News.
The news. Yeah. So he sent the news there?
He sent the news there.
Oh, wow.
So look.
Uh-huh.
They like, we got to call Dr. Reverend Cosby. What? Imagine, it was a week ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, he stood on that.
Yeah, he stood on his, yeah. Shout out to Cosby.
Yeah, shout out to Reverend Cosby, Dr. Reverend Cosby and St. Stephen's. They was like, they was talking about it. They said, man, he pulled up on you. Did he tell you what he's doing for you? I said, what are you doing? He gave you a full-pay scholarship, a four-bedroom house, all type of stuff.
He gave you a house?
Gave me a house. Right on 50th Apprentice, right across the street from St. Stephen's. We're going to get to that story, too. Sure, get there. It's getting good to the
yeah, end. I didn't know that part. Uh-huh.
That's the house is part of that other situation we're going to talk about.
Okay.
There we go. See, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, he's like, yeah, he gave you a house right there. So, imagine you. Rev did tell me that, but I still ain't synced him. So, you know, I'm still optimistic because I'm one of the type of person that I done been told so many lies in my life and so many people done sold me so many dreams in my life.
Yeah.
This ain't, you know, I don't even pay no mind no more when people tell me stuff about that they're going to do for me. And at the end of the day, I'm grown.
Right.
And you know, you ain't entitled to. So, he was a man's word. I did the news clip, Fox 41 news clip. The whole city was on there. Everybody was like, man, shout out to C. Ted, man. What Reverend Cosby did for you is 1,000. Woo, woo, woo. And then a week later, he calls me. Rev calls me. Put that sign down. Now, mind you.
Yeah.
Remember what I told you?
Uh-huh.
I got committed to the tax stand, dude, because, you know, with the business part of it, because, yeah, you know, he came to me at Kohl's and gave me this job. But now, Reverend Cosby's like, man, you got to put that behind you now. So, dude, with the tax stand, was looking kind of like, I told him, like, man, I done did all I can do now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, certain things you got to grow. Yeah, but yeah.
And I felt so bad about it. So that's one of my karmas. I'm like, man, I got to move on. You know what I'm saying? So the next day, Reverend Cosby put me on the pedestal in front of the whole church at St. Stephen's. Everybody showed me mad love. And then after that, we went out to eat. We went and bought some suits at GQ. Got me suited and booted because now I'm going to church every Sunday. And then they took me to Simmons College.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my tour around the college. And then I'm going to college. And then this is where the story gets critical. So I start going to college. I'm going for 2 or 3 years. I'm going to St. Stephen's every Sunday. As I'm going to school, I'm starting to fail. I'm failing in school because I think I ain't been to school since 2003 when I graduated from Shawnee.
Yeah.
So my mind ain't up to par.
Yeah.
And you got to think, I was always in BD. BD don't really teach you about academic. They teach you more on attitude and how you need to be around people. And
yeah,
they teach you more of how you need to don't get angry and don't lash out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I called Rev. Rev, I need a tutor. Like, I got to type 100 papers. Like, I got to study every day. These books is not a joke. It's just real life. I need a tutor. Well, I can't knock Rev. He's always busy. He was always busy. So I couldn't get mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I'm just sinking like a boat. They got a hole up under it. I'm just sinking. Like, and then I'm type person. I'm going to let y'all know what type person I am. I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. If y'all notice that, I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't go to Facebook about my problems. I don't go to people about my problems. I hold it in. So the whole time, I'm not, the only person that knew that I was going through it was Rev. Because I'm calling him. I need a tutor.
Right.
So then, as all this is going on, my brothers come home.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the story flips to the other question. My brothers come home.
Yeah.
Welcome home, Cliff and Sid, my brothers. So, bro, and them, like, they start coming up to my house, and I guess Rev starts seeing it. And I guess he felt some type of way about it, because my house used to be fat. So he's looking at it like, I give you this house, and you got all these people, all these guys on your porch.
Yeah.
It turned into like a stereotype, and I can't knock it, because, you know, I'm a man of God, but you really, I'm a man of God, but you a preacher.
Yeah.
You looking across the street at the house that you gave me. You looking, when you leave your church, you looking at me because the house right across the street is St. Stephen's. So you got to see, like, he's doing devilish things over there. He got all them guys, his brothers and them out of penitentiary. They on the porch. They got, you know what I'm saying? We bandanas blue. It's like a blueberry. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I understand how they stereotyping it. Probably not even him. It's probably people telling him, like, ain't that the guy that you mentor, the Montez guy, the C-Taz guy, look at the house. So the church people drive past seeing it. So that's why I don't knock it. Ain't no hate, y'all. Mm-hmm. This is real life. And then that big situation happened.
What situation is this?
The feds kicked in my door.
Whoa, the feds kicked in. Damn. You want to tell us about that? Or, you know,
talk about it because the case is over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot I won't say about this too, y'all. So be ready. Feds kicked in my door. When they kicked in my door, I was at Kohl's. I had left with a female.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her. She knows she is. I left with her, went home with her. Me and her got to a relationship. So it was more like a one night stand.
Yeah.
Leaving Kohl's to a full player relationship, but it saved me. So the night we left and I went home with her, I laid in bed. And you know what I'm saying? We was living. You know what I'm saying? I started staying with her and everything. I laid in the bed with her. I get a phone call. They like, cuz, don't go home. It's over 30 people, 30 feds, like, all around your house.
Yeah.
Don't go home, wherever you at. Plus, break his phone. When you got off his phone, break it. So anybody that been through this know what I'm talking about. And everybody know the city know what's going on. They know about this story.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to break my phone, and I looked at her, and I told her, I looked at her eyes. I said, hey, we got a huge problem right here. Whatever you are, I don't care how you live your life. If you got a lot of males in your life, if you, you know, to each his own, I'm not knocking you. But this is my new home.
Yeah.
Real talk. This is real. This is facts.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at her. Because I was supposed to go home. It wasn't supposed to be no full relationship.
Yeah.
But right there now, you are part of my life. And it's on you. Are you going to be a bigger person and put up with me? Well, I'm thinking I'm on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to let me stay here with you? Now, I know what come with it because she got kids.
Right.
So she'd have been like, no, I can't do this.
I understand.
Yeah. I ain't got no hard feelings. I'm out of here. But I told her, if you got me, I got you. Teamwork make the dream work. I know this is critical, and this is a very hard situation, very difficult. But please, I need you. Because she heard it on speaker before I let her hear it.
Mm-hmm.
She heard it, so she know I ain't lying. And then the whole Facebook started talking about it. So, boom, she took me in. So I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, I'm calling around. I'm like, talk to the lawyer, Keith Chamberlain. See if I'm on the, see if they want me, what they call it, if they want me locked up. See if I'm, what they call it, on the,
run, fugitive?
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, the lawyer tell you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, see if I'm on that list. It took 2 weeks for me to get the list back. You know what people was doing on Facebook when the list for the list came back saying I wasn't, they didn't want me? That's what people were saying.
What's that?
They was calling me a rat.
What? Damn.
All right, man, my life, I got a testimony.
But so, people call people rats that don't, like.
Talk to me.
Man, you're a rat if you call somebody a rat with no validation of it. So who's really the rat? You know what I mean? So
I'm looking at it like. I don't got nowhere to go. I'm back homeless again. I got.
Who's they looking for? Like, what are they?
They're my brothers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Free my brothers, man. Free my cousins, man. They know everybody in the situation. Free Big Gang. Free Sid. Free Cliff. Free Odie. Free Duck. Free Greg Canard. Free everybody. Fell victim to that situation on my family side. Free everybody. So it's basically like a market bus.
Mm-hmm.
30 night market bus. So free everybody, all my cousins and all my brothers. So the whole time I'm trying to, I got to clear my name up. What? Why do I tell all my brothers? So look, I said, hey, when that list come out, give it to me. But if you were from the streets, you knew I ain't tell. People know I ain't going to tell them. I'd have been in all type of interrogation rooms. I ain't never told nobody.
For right.
Tell on somebody for. I'm going to do my time. I always do my time. I'd have been locked up many times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to tell nobody. My word is good. My name is beautiful. It's real cute. For real, my name's cute. So it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Who they wanted. I go live. Hey, y'all, what was all that? Master Splinter, who? Where? Me love me turtles. Who love me turtles? Who? Yeah. Master Splinter, where? Oh, look. I'm sorry. We sorry. We. Yeah.
Right.
I know y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Just so go. I'm my bad, cut you. I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
People will show you love in public, but hate you in private. People will cheer you on when they see you out in the clubs, but hate you outside the clubs on the streets.
Man, you're right about that. Somebody told me, like, they said, see, you know, some people like your podcast and don't share it, and they like it in secret. I said, are you serious?
Facts.
Yeah, man. He said, some people, you know, because we was talking about best platforms in the city.
Yeah.
That's either here or there. But he was right. Like, yeah, man. He said, a lot of people like your shit in private. You know,
yep.
They didn't talk shit about you in public. Or, you know, they just shame me to their friends. So they can't. Damn, you talked about me, Vines, but you sharing this shit. So that's a little part of that. Some jabroni shit, if you ask me. But
to each his own.
Yeah, to each his own.
And like I say, all criticism, good or bad, is good criticism. But I tell people this, though. I had somebody from my own hood. And that's why I tell people this. People like, see, Ted, how you feel about a gang? How you feel about a gang? Is gang family? It was a question somebody asked me not too long ago. They said, do you look as gang, will you say gang is a family to you? I said, I can't look at gang as a family to me. Because a gang, a snake you. Family will betray you and snake you too. But a gang is still a friend. It's still an associate of you. He'll turn on you quicker than the people that really love you, that's really family. And it happened to me when it happened. So the fed came to my door. They called me a rat. And then one of my homies did some snake shit to me, too, that was real critical. That was foul. And then one of my closest homies broke into the house. When they, you know, the feds boarded the house up, they took a 2x4 and pulled the board off.
Yeah.
It took all of my clothes, took all of my jewelry, took everything out of the house.
Damn. That's wild, man.
They swept my whole house. I ain't have nothing. So now I'm over with this girl. No clothes. I can wear the same outfit for a whole month straight. People don't know my life. My life is real. It's real.
Are you still with the girl?
Nah.
Oh, girl.
Nah. That was like, well, 2018, mm-hmm. 2017, 18, 2015. One of 2018, one of them times. Yeah, it's been done. It's been over. But I appreciate that for what she did, though.
So how was you and Reverend Cobb's relationship once the feds hit the house? Like, what? Did that drive a stake in your relationship?
Yeah. I could talk about it. I could talk mm-hmm. about it. It drove a big stake in our relationship because I felt like, well, he probably was looking at it more as, you know, you making me look bad. Your actions portray me now because now you're an image of me. You know what I'm saying? So he's looking at it more like, that's hurt my character when that happened. You know, it didn't make the news or nothing like that, but it was still, it was because of me.
Right.
And I got a big name. It still was like the social media world. It, people knew what was going on, so he kind of like fell back off of me. When I tried to get the house back, he didn't let me get the house back. He stopped answering my calls. He, what else happened? Yeah, he just cut me off.
Mm.
No love lost, though. See, that's right. One thing about me.
I can understand that.
Because he did put me in position, no diddy, you know what I'm saying, on that situation, so I can't be mad at him. You know what I'm saying? But no love lost on that, and I appreciate what you did for me, Reverend. And speaking of Reverend Cosby, we were just together at a Simmons College basketball game, and he showed me nothing but love. But at that time, it was because of my actions that deterred him away from me. And at that time, I was stubborn to see that. But now that I'm getting older now, because I tell everybody my age, I ain't, some people hate to lie, they lie on their age. I don't understand that. I'm 40 years old, and I feel good, and I look good, and I'm glowing.
He be lying about his age, my producer.
Don't,
like, he got
quit,
a secret. He got a secret.
About your age, man.
He got a secret page on POF. Like, he's like almost 40, but, you know, he got a page like he's 23. So I'm like, what you got this for? He said, man, the girls love. I'm like, so I don't judge him, though, man. So that's how he gets his, man. So, you know, yeah. It's all good.
I'm 40 years old. And next.
That's right. I'll just mess with you. Just a little laugh, man.
So with me being 40 now, mm-hmm. It's like I had to learn. It's a word that I had to learn. It's called wisdom, maturity, and growth. And learning how to let the past be the past. Even in relationships with females or relationships with anybody, sometimes you don't want to leave that situation, mm-hmm. and it can be toxic. It can be life. It can be, you know, jail involved in this. It could be your life involved, and you stick around knowing you're going through heartaches and heart pains and stress. Sometimes in life, you got to leave certain situations.
You got to.
People will leave it. Like, say like you had a friend you used to be with. Say you had a friend, right? And y'all didn't stop hanging with each other because of something bad that happens. Y'all just grew apart. What I learned, people will ask you, hey, why you don't hang with such and such no more? And you be like, we just grew apart. People will flip the narrative and make it like y'all beefing. Just because you grow apart from somebody don't mean there's a beef involved in why y'all don't hang with each other. It could be from life. It could be from just I'm aging.
Right.
The things that you used to do, it's exciting no more.
Right.
You know, you still on that and I'm on this. I'm trying to get to her. You still learn. I love you, but I just can't. It's like you can't take everybody with you. You can't. No hard feelings.
In order to elevate, you got
to,
you know.
You got to. That goes back to what I said about self. You got to self-evaluate yourself. Can't nobody make you do something. You got to want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of going to jail.
Right.
Ted, you need to start going to jail. You need to start going to jail, Ted. You need to start. And I go right back. Ted, you need to start going to jail. You need to start going to jail. Then one day I sit in that cell. And I'm sitting there, and these guys are farting, pooping. They're telling these lies, stories, lying about stuff they doing there. Commissary, jail time. I'm tired of this.
Right.
It's on me.
Change.
I got a month left for her. I can't wait till I get out. I'm going to get a job. I'm ready to start cutting myself away from certain people in my life that's bringing me here. I'm about to wake up, you know, get myself together, get my teeth clean. I'm about to get my skin together. I'm about to, you know,
yeah.
Put on a suit and tie, collar shirts, put this bandana up. I'm ready to walk that walk.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Ralph, that situation, we fell back off each other for a couple of years, but I never talked bad about him. Message. I never went on no podcast and said nothing bad about his name. I never did. I just say, and I'm honest. People don't like honesty no more.
They don't. They can't handle the truth.
That's, ain't that crazy?
Man, a motherfucker will prefer a sweet lie over the honest truth. Man, I don't get it. And when you tell the truth, are you hating? I think it's something to do with social media. Like, they just can't handle, like, you know, a conversation, or, you know, direct, you know, like, damn, you was fucked up.
Yeah. You know, can't hold herself, accountable. It's like this. If I'm dancing in a club and I get to sweating, and somebody walk up on me, Tez, no disrespect, don't touch me. You sweating. I don't want to. I got to respect that.
Yeah.
I can't get mad, man. Fuck you. You don't go, help you. I don't want. No, I'm sweaty. Some people don't want to get me. No, they love me, but they just can't touch me. But it's no hard feelings. I can handle it. It's called criticism, but I can handle it. Tez, why you do the splits? And you're a grown man doing the splits. People say that.
Right, because I want to,
my. Because I want to. This is my woosah. Uh-huh. This is my therapeutic. I've been doing this all my life. Some people do stuff just to fit in. Ooh, I'm getting somewhere. Some people do stuff because it's a trend. Some people do stuff just to get clout for views and notoriety. I dance because I love to. So you can take the club away from me. You can take all the A1 listers away from me. You can strip me of everything. But you can't strip me of my morals, principles. Me as a man, me doing the splits, me dancing.
That was deep right there, man. Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of, that was deep right there. But speaking of the club and stuff, the happy birthday, where did that come about at? Ain't my birthday no more, Taz. Good fucker.
Nothing.
You missed me about 3 weeks. You about to screw me. You about 3 weeks too late. It's his birthday, though.
Grab him.
Okay.
Yeah, you better hide over. He done jumped out the window. He done jumped out. That's just crazy. But nah, it's like this. I was at this club. This right gets serious, too. I want y'all to listen to me. Some of y'all been asking me, and I love y'all. Happy birthday to everybody. Pisces, Aries, Gemini, Cancer, whatever your sign is. Happy birthday. It's over with. The birthday. I want a cupcake. Happy birthday to you. I want a cupcake. It's over, y'all. That chapter of my life is behind me like a spinal cord.
But damn. Yeah. So no more birthday. So when did it come about? Like, how did it start, though? Like, how did it?
I started doing it. Okay, first it started as a chant.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't physical. It was more of me talking. Happy birthday to you. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Now, years later, it became physical.
Yeah.
To where I'm grabbing you by your head. No, Diddy. I'm grabbing you. Your mama carried you for 8 or 9 months. You supposed to always love your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Hey. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I want to keep on the cupcake. That's the whole thing. So what happened was, first people start to love it. But then all things you do in life, people start hating it.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember, young people that's watching this, whatever you do in life, you're not going to always be loved for what you do. You're going to always have them 40% or 50, might be 60%. It's not going to like what you do. They're not going to support what you do. So it got so bad, y'all, when I did a birthday, that some guys were talking about they going to really take it there with me if I try to do it.
What?
No, Diddy.
Yeah.
They was like, they'll take it there with me. Like, nigga, you put your own move. So think what I'm going through in my mind. I'm like, I can't get mad at them guys because I'm the one that's engaging.
Yeah.
Am I? You follow me a little bit?
Yeah.
How can I be like, well, y'all whoop y'all when I'm the one running up on you, grabbing you by your head?
Uh-huh.
So I had to talk to me and God had to talk about that. Like, so Ted, do you want to keep doing this? Because if you keep doing it, the wrong person might really grab you and try to hurt you for real. You got to relapse and go back to the old you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? It's back with that, like on the tax thing. I say, you know what? I got to put my pride to a side because people really love it, and I'm getting and it, and the content's going crazy, like it's worldwide.
Yeah.
Even 2 Chainz reposting me, so it's going worldwide. It's worldwide now. I got to keep. See, once I'm ready to hit you with something else powerful. Once I start doing something in life, I'm full fledged with it.
Yeah.
DJ Lil Jerry, I'm a splash, bro. I'm a splash, bro.
Yeah.
If C-Tez was a Crip back in the 90s or 2000, and now Crippin' ain't as hot as it used to be back in the 90s, I'm not ready to flip. I'm still going to do this Crip.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I don't like doing that right there, and just because you do it, and you my friend, you do it, oh, here, Ted, hit the blunt, Ted. It's cool to hit the blunt. It's cool because I do it. I'm not going to do it because you do it. I'm going to hit the blunt and I don't even smoke. No, I don't want to. And if you're really a friend of me and you don't like it, I don't smoke because you smoke, you're not my friend. That's the type of guy I am.
Real talk. You're not a good friend. I'm cool, bro. Like, no, you do it. No. No, you do, man, the peer pressure is a motherfucker, man. If somebody don't want to do the smoke or drink, don't try to pressure them in there. If everybody, everything is for everybody.
And so what ended up happening was, I think with the birthday, what happened was, mm-hmm. So I'm going to court. Then number 2, I think what happened was, I think it started scaring promoters away a little bit. They didn't want to say it out loud. But I read body language. Yeah, I think I've been on the streets all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I read body language. I think I start scaring away promoters and getting booked a little bit for certain videos. Yeah, I think that's a wild thing to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes that scares you because some females, they might be like, females are really, they big on that.
Yeah. They don't want to get embarrassed.
Makeup, the lashes, the hair, pulling mm-hmm. it all out. They got the baby hair and I get to pull it all out. You know what I'm saying? They got a titty mic, you know. Shit falls out, because so I had to think about that too. I'm like, I think it is time for me to hang this up. You know what I'm saying?
You had a good run, man.
Had a good run. Uh-huh. A year or two changed with it. And I'm going to court over now. I appreciate everybody who's been supporting me. And even the people that don't like me, I want to say this to y'all, the people that don't like what I do, the people that think I'm too old to be doing what I do, and to everybody that downs me, that thank y'all.
So what's...
I think my haters. That's all. I'm just thinking. Go ahead.
You got to.
Yeah, so, either or not. I love you. Shout out to everybody. To all the race.
Before we get out of here, how's your relationship with promoters, man? Because
it's cool.
You had a good relationship. Okay.
All right. Like certain venues,
mm-hmm.
they go by. And this is no shot at nobody. I love all the promoters, everybody. It's a lot of them in the city. We got a lot of promoters. They do good parties. I love all the clubs. I love all the promoters. It's more like how much money you want. It's more like it's politics. Louisville's more like a politics city.
It's definitely political, like a bitch.
If you over her, you got to stay over her. If you over her, you got to stay over her. If I know him, then I'll bring you in. If I know them, then you can come with me because you're my friend. I'll put you on, but I won't put him on. He can have more talent than him, but since he's my best friend and I love him, I'll put him on. He ain't going to ask for too much money, even though his worth is, he wants his worth. See, always remember this. If your price is your price, your price is your price.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me, y'all, to any up-and-coming artists, any up-and-coming hosts, hype mans, anybody. Your price is your price. Sometimes, your price can mess up your bookings.
Yeah.
That's facts. Sometimes, if you say you're a $500 person, I want $500. Especially with being you. You got to bring all your equipment to this establishment.
Yeah.
Look at all this equipment out here. You got to bring all your equipment. So that's you paying me for gas in my car. You paying me to pack all this equipment. You paying me for my content. And then you got a content. You got a follow. You get views.
Mm-hmm.
You paying me for that. So I'm going to say you want $500.
Right.
What happens is this. You get to the venue, and they don't make that much at the door. Say they only make like $200-$300 at the door.
Right.
They're going to want their money.
Mm-hmm.
So that $5 that you wanted,
yeah,
that's dead. You're going to get this $100.
That's the back end.
That's the back end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know? Uh-huh. And I'm not trying to hate on nobody, no promoters. I ain't going to say no names. Because I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it, y'all. I'm still in the hype, man. I'm still, if you want to book me, come on, let me. I'm still hyping. But I'm going to say this. I got to say this story. Don't get mad because he know who he is. But I'm real. Y'all, I'm probably going to be one of the most realest. I'm real. Even if it make me look bad. 100. I had a dance battle.
I remember that with the Groove. Big Grill.
Not Groove. That was one of them.
Yeah.
But shout out to Tone. Y'all, shout out to Tone at Virtue. He paid me.
Yeah.
Tone's a good guy, man. Get well soon, Tone. You know who you are. Plus, you from four different market. I know I love you, cuz. Tone Capone, man, the Virtue, man. I love you. Get well, man. I love you. But, nah. So, that was one of them. Now, I done battled, like, three or four, A1 listeners.
Yeah.
Fabo. Famous Amos. That's what I'm talking about. At Legends. And Groove was the Big Groove was the last one at Virtue.
Yeah.
When that was at Brownsboro Road. Shout out to Virtue, man. I miss you, Virtue, at Brownsboro Road. So, but I'm talking about Famous Amos at Legends 3 years ago. So I battled Famous Amos. Now mind you, the paperwork was straight. This time, remember I told you early in the conversation, have what? A manager?
Yeah.
And have the contracts and paperwork. You got to, y'all. I'm telling y'all. You got nowadays. I don't know if it's just a seal of Louvre everywhere. You got to have a contract now and have somebody sign it so you know it's stamped and approved. So me and him, we had it signed. 600.
600.
Just for me to do it. Now, look, this right, you want to see how it gets tricky, though?
Yeah.
Y'all want me to talk about it?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
We got time.
Let me talk about
it. We got the time and the space.
And the person here, she knows, too, what I'm about to say. It's like this. I love my city. Born and raised, 39th and Market. But I love the whole city. That goes to show how much I don't got no hate from no hood. I love everybody. But sometimes your city don't love your worth.
Right.
Because it's mind-blowing. And this is what goes through CTS mind. My resume is longer than Broadway. My resume is cute. I'd have been on BET, red carpet. This is facts. We go look it up. I said you can go look.
Not to throw you off.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Just real quick.
Talk to me.
Because you keep saying cute. Is that a market thing? Because my nigga, House, Trap House, he say cute a lot of times. So,
it's cute.
Okay, well, yeah, go ahead.
It's like being sarcastic.
Yeah, okay.
It's cute. No. Basically, when I say it like that, because I know cuz. That's my dog. I love you, cuz. Trap,
yeah.
I love you, cuz. So I say this, though. When I say cute, you see how I say it.
Yeah.
I love my city. But the word for me is cute because it's mind-blowing how, and no disrespect to Famous, Fabo, and my brothers, and Groove, we all do the same thing. We all love what we do, and I wish them nothing but the best. They doing their thing. Shout out to Big Groove, shout out to Famous, and shout out to Fabo. No, I love you, Fabo. No, I love you, Famous. Famous. I love y'all. So I'm going to say this. Y'all bring them all the way to Louisville to battle me. And what's his name? The dude to do that. I battled him too. What's his name?
Who?
The dude to do that dance. I forgot his name.
You battled him?
Yeah, I battled him at Zero Lux from the waterfront. No, yeah. I forgot his
name. Box. Yeah, you talking about Spot Him Drop.
Spot Him Drop. Actually, yeah. I battled him. So
you did battle him, yeah.
So I battled all four of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I say this. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? I want y'all to make sure y'all lock this in, y'all record. I want people to hear this. Y'all say y'all love CTS, right? Y'all say y'all want me and my family to eat, right? I got four little girls, right? I got my own spot now, right? So right. I got to pay rent. I got to pay child support. And I got to feed family the fees. I got Christmas just passed. All this. Y'all bring these guys into the city. And y'all give them $5,000, $6,000.
Whoa.
Hold on. No disrespect to the promoters. I know they're going to feel some way about it. It's either here nor there. Y'all give them $6,000 and $5,000. Y'all give Famous about $4,000-$5,000. Big Groove probably made a nice piece of cheese, you know what I'm saying? Check. And he probably made a...
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave with it. 150, 200, and back to the Famous Amos dance battle.
Yeah.
So we battles. I ain't gonna lie, he showed out. Famous Amos, he's nice. He not a move. He not do all that. He's cold with it, what he do. So I'm like, shit, okay. Now we got the entertainment part out the way. It was a good battle. We went three rounds. What is chicken? We need it. Now it's back to the, now I'm on my mind on the chicken. So Famous Aim, he already gone. He done hopped in the flight, took out the car, got to the hotel. He's on the plane with his money. He ain't got to sit.
Yeah.
I had to sit in the club till 5 in the morning.
Damn.
Hold on.
Yeah.
My story about to get interesting. I don't care, man. It's been real, man. Because it makes me mad. Security get paid. Imagine, I'm watching this. I'm watching the guy. I ain't going to say his name. He know, though. I'm watching him get paid. I'm watching everybody get paid. The people at the door get paid. Damn, I ain't gonna get paid. What's so I'm sitting there. So now I'm looking at the promoter. I'm trying to, I gotta watch this guy. Cause I'm like, it's 4:30.
Right.
The battle been over since 3.
Mm-hmm.
No, the club let out about 3.
Yeah, 3:30, yeah.
Security got paid. They supposed to get paid out before I, they gotta get supposed to get paid out to me.
Right.
They playing with me. My heart start pounding. Why y'all want me to do this to y'all? What y'all think? Cause I dance. Y'all forgot about the.
Yeah.
I think just cause I'm nice now to change my life around. Sometimes in life you got to do this. People take your kindness for a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to forget about your past.
You're right.
Sometimes people they love
turn up on a nigga.
Even when you could be the positive person in the world. Sometimes you got to get negative with people.
Mm-hmm.
He trying to pull off and leave.
Damn.
Imagine.
Yeah.
I don't run with a clique of guys. No disrespect to people who do.
Right.
To each his own. I stand on my own. I can look a person in the eyes. I stand on my own. So I goes to the car. Doop, 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 doop. Excuse me. I'm still being respectful now. Man, just 4:30. Yeah. I want people to hear how I'm coming out. Because people think I'm a bully or something. But I'm, y'all listen, if y'all watch his podcast when he posts this, listen to me, though. I'm the most patient person ever. But don't make that gorilla. I'm real. I get on that.
Yeah.
I get on that. It gets ugly like Whoopi Goldberg. I get ugly. So I knocks on the thing. That chicken. Got that cheese? You know, that's 600. I done did my shit. He gets out the car. He's like, I ain't got it.
What? Hmm.
I said, listen. Better go get it. Not tomorrow. Not we. I don't know how you go do it. Kick somebody's door, go get it. Go sell yourself and go get it. Get on list crawlers. But we're going to get it tonight, though.
Right.
No, I'm not nobody.
I told my man, hop on list crawlers.
Yeah, I don't knock nobody that's on that list crawlers. But you're going to do something, though.
He be on list crawlers.
Nah, he be on there.
Yeah, he be, and not on there selling it, but he be browsing all the time.
So he's a CV type. He's a quick visit.
Yeah, quick visit. Quick visit. That was quick visit.
Quick little 80.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Real talk. It's all, I don't judge, man.
Shit, no, we don't judge. Who are we to judge? Only God can judge. Yeah. Just keep it in facts and facts. But I say this. So I say, you ain't gonna give me that 600 though? For real though? He goes back to wherever. I don't know what he did. It ain't my business.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, some way, the money magically appeared. Things that make you say,
Right. You trying to play me from jump.
Trying to play me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be wrong. And I want y'all to hear me out. I'll be wrong. And I ain't never did this to go at promoters. I go at people off of work. But if your paperwork ain't right, if you ain't got no manager behind you, if you ain't got no business or something behind you, our team, I don't got no team. I got the Splash Bros, that's my team. But far as like a manager team, I don't got a manager team. Your ass is grass. Because they can really run off and don't give you nothing. Because there ain't no contract. It ain't no nothing. It could just be a word of mouth. That's the worst. No, sir. So always, y'all, I'm going to say this before I get off here. Have your duckies in order. Have your business in order. Have a manager, because people are not your friends in this game. From promoters to A1 listers to, and it's no shot thrown. No shots being thrown. This is facts. I've been scarred through this industry, just with the club and the industry.
Yeah.
You look at somebody that's been scarred. I done gave back to my community. Mm-hmm. I done did all these parties for the kids. I done went to the hospital and visited kids that's sick, that's going through it. I done gave my arm out to people that really need me. I done went to hoods that didn't like my hood, but I messed with it because they want me there. And I show love to try to cause a peace treaty. I done did everything. And this is the thanks I get.
Mm.
Things that make you say,
Before we get out of here.
Talk to me, family.
I'm going to ask you, out of those four, Dan, like, who was the best? Like, who'd you have the most fun with? Out of the four people you battled, you said Famous, Amos, Spot 'Em. I forgot his
name. That's easy to tell you that question.
Amos, like who?
Fabo's my best friend.
Fabo's
my best
friend. That's what's up, man.
My best friend.
Uh-huh.
Me and Famous got a relationship. No Diddy. That's my dog. But they're my only two. But Fabo, oh, we ready for this?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it real quick. We're gonna get off here. I'm going to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
Remember that conversation I had about the person that promised me to bring me out onto the big platform?
Uh-huh.
Mind you, I ain't say no names, y'all. But remember, we talked about it. Because yeah. I don't even want nobody to, I'm trying not to even ruffle no feathers. But I can hold it down, but I don't want to bring it to nobody. Because I don't want nobody to feel no type of way.
Yeah.
But I stand on morals. But back to this, though. Fable, Atlanta, the Atlanta Bash. What do you think he did?
Brought you out?
Brought me out. Think about that.
Yeah.
I want you to remember this before I leave.
Uh-huh.
Fable. We don't got no song together.
No.
Uh-oh. Think about it.
Yeah.
He's not entitled to do that.
Right.
He's a grown man. I'm a grown man. So this ain't no bagging me out of me asking you. He did it out of Canada's heart. I was in the crowd. Mm-hmm. But but guess what, though? You ready for this, too?
Yeah.
Guess what I had around my neck, though?
What's that?
A VIP stage. All stage back ass. Uh-huh. Assets, backstage, all assets.
Yeah.
So I'm going in everybody's lockers. Yin Yang Twins. It was Yin Yang Twins. Jock.
Yeah.
So everybody from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They had that little bash in there.
Yeah, the birthday, yeah.
So imagine. I'm walking in there meeting all them.
Mm-hmm.
They showing mad love. And then he hollered, where's he tell that Gucci clone? No, that's what they
call me Gucci clone. Yeah, uh-huh.
So that's what it was. The Gucci clone. That's how me and him came best friend off the Gucci clone. So he's like, where the Gucci clone? I'm backstage. Mm-hmm. He's on stage. They said, look, you ain't talking like, man, call him, he wants you. Go. I was shocked.
Yeah.
30,000 people out there. It was fat.
Mm-hmm.
I showed out, did the splits, jumped up, did my little signature dance. I did my whoa, did all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it in your mind.
Yeah.
Where he's from? Where Fable from?
He's from Atlanta, ain't he?
Yeah.
He brought you out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Remember that.
But the hometown, allegedly hometown, yeah, okay.
Man, listen, y'all. I put this on my mama.
Uh-huh.
On granny's boots. This is facts. People might look at it and be like, he's just hating.
Yeah.
He's just bitter. He's just saying that.
Right hand.
My right hand, y'all. My cousin. Cousin just passed away, man.
Yeah.
Day for Thanksgiving. Antoine, long live Tweez. I love you, cuz. Mind you, I didn't ask this person.
Yeah. He just did it out there because he's a real nigga.
Flew me out. Look, yeah. I'm talking about the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fable did it a real person, but the other guy, he flew me out. Boom. I done did songs with a couple A1 people. Let y'all know that.
Yeah.
But, and you told me this. I got you. I didn't ask you like, hey, when you do that on that big show.
But y'all performed it. Y'all performed together on the stage,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, but see. That was that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask for that.
Yeah.
I never asked for none of that.
Uh-huh.
It was out of character. You, that's like, I tell you this, like, Tez, we're going to do this podcast Sunday. Boom, boom. You be like, but it's kind of different on that end, but you be like, nah, man, we ain't going to, you know, get it. Like, I thought we were going to do a Sunday. I'm not going to get mad at that. But when it's something like that on that level, mm-hmm. on a bigger level, it's like, damn, like, was it a PR thing? Or because I got to look at it like you. What you doing? Would you do the song with me off of, was it a motive behind it?
Right.
Was it more of a, just for PR? Because then you got me thinking, like, where did I go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Where did that conversation about you saying I'm going to be on that with you go left? Where did it go where you didn't tell me a week, 2 weeks before the show? Well, I had to call you, manager. He didn't even call me. I called him. Like, hey, what's up with that? Oh, man. Then, I'm going to say it because I'm going to get off her. I'm going to say this. I get dinner. Remember I told y'all I had to sneak dinner?
Yeah.
That's like, no, I ain't lying. I'm telling y'all the bad part of my situation.
Yeah.
I had to sneak down there. So look, I get down there. I bring a couple of my people down there with me. Come on, man. I'm bringing my people. They pay to get there, too. We had to pay. That's cool. We're going to support you. And they say, I am. I even support you. Not supposed to be on her.
Yeah.
I even pay. I told y'all I paid.
Uh-huh.
Your team. I ain't going to say the person's name. One of your team was like, you need to move a Macker. On everything I love.
Mm.
On my cousin. On my right hand to God. And I ain't say a word about this.
Yeah.
I ain't never go on social media because I know if I do, it'll turn into something. It'll get messy.
So did you ever, so when you snuck back in there, did you run into him?
Nope. I'm going to tell you how cause I want to, I know y'all know we're getting time again, because let me tell you something real quick. A lot of people, and this is why I'm bringing this up. To anybody that always asks me, what's y'all relationship? Now we getting somewhere. Hold on. A lot of people be asking me. They be like, man, what's y'all relationship? I'm tired of lying. Like, I'm tired of, because it's like people think I'm lying. It's like, because people be wanting to do, like, they want me, like, can you call dude and have him post this and post that and have dude post this? Can he do this? Come to my school, back to school, giveaways? Because I be doing it. Now I do a lot of stuff for the community. And they be like, well, ain't y'all like a team? And this is no disrespect. This is no disrespect. I gotta lie. I gotta be like, man, I try to call him. Cause I don't want nobody leaving there thinking I'm on bad blood. I thinking they'll get the, man, you wanna see Ted? What's wrong with y'all relationship? Y'all? It's not a relationship with me and him. That's what I'm saying. It's no relationship. It was just poor business.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm looking at it. It's no hate. It was just strictly
right.
business. If you notice, look at all his parties. You don't see me there.
Right.
I'm not entitled to be there because I'm not your friend. So I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
But you should have told me this. You don't see me on stage with him. And when he does little surprise parties and secret parties in the city, you don't see me there. You don't see me there.
Mm-hmm.
I get invited to when the song first went out. Yeah. But after that, it's over. It's like Reverend Cosby situation.
Promo turn.
Yes. Yeah. After that, it's over.
Mm.
And I'm not bitter. I'm not mad. I got my own motion. I got my own thing. I do numbers. I go viral. So I'm not mad. But I just go to show you, I'm tired of lying to people. That's all. I'm tired of sending people with, you know what I'm saying?
This is a big and lazy exclusive, man.
Come on, man. You the first person I ever talked about this, man. And I hope nobody take it the wrong way, man. It's just real talk.
It's love, man. We appreciate you stopping by.
It's all love.
We usually say have a message, but you didn't gave us so many gems and so many gems throughout this conversation. You already gave us enough. But thebigandlazy.com, this episode will be available soon via Buy Me a Coffee. We on Spotify. We on Instagram. We on YouTube. We on TikTok. We on Twitter. We on everything. Facebook. Apple Podcasts, everywhere you can. We got email blasts. Anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find us. You want to get a shot your socials out before we get out of here?
I just, I want to send a huge shout out to my family, y'all, Being a Lazy Podcast. I definitely gave them some. This is definitely exclusive right here.
Being a lazy,
y'all.
You drop. You want to hit them with a little drop.
Then number two, I got a new backup page. My backup page on Instagram is Bow. I think I just followed you on there too.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bow39 with 4 W's. Bow4W39. That's my new backup page, but my official page is Montez_Jones. You can follow me on there. You can follow me on Facebook at Montez Jones, Dwayne Jones, Tez Jones. You can follow me on Snapchat at Bow_Tez or C Tez Cuz. And you can follow me on, what's that called? TikTok. My TikTok is 3928 Bow. Big Bow 3928, I think. But I posted on my Instagram so y'all see what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.